Hey, welcome to the Everyday Immunity Podcast, a place where we talk about different ways to boost the immune system naturally each and every day. I'm your host, Alicia Rosati of Rosati Nutrition. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Welcome if you're new. I am super excited to be talking about today's topic. As you know by the title, we are going to be talking about the brassica vegetables, also known as the cruciferous vegetables, and why I personally think they are the best vegetable that you could be eating. Now, I know that's a bold claim because there's a ton of foods out there, and you know, I do promote a very diverse and variety rich diet, but there's a soft spot in my heart for the brassica vegetables, and we will be discussing that in a little bit. Now, before we dive on in, I do want to remind you guys to head over to my website, rosatinutrition.ca, and click the podcast tab where you can find today's episode with the full transcription, everything that I'm saying, plus the show notes, the reference notes, all that fun stuff. And if you guys did have a second, I also encourage you to head over to my Patreon page where you can, you know, support my efforts. And because of that, I can continue to do what I do, which is making this content for you guys. Any bit of support is much, much, much appreciated, especially given the times that we are in. And if you're unable to financially support, no sweat at all. I totally understand. But you guys just listening and giving me the listens and the plays really, really means a lot to me. Share this episode or any episode with your friends, family, post it on social media. It helps me out more than you guys understand. So whether you support financially or with a share or with a listen, I genuinely appreciate you guys being here. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so, so much. Now, finally getting on into it, the cruciferous vegetables. I'm sure a lot of us already know what vegetables these are, but I am going to go over it again and talk a little bit more in depth about what they really are. So the cruciferous vegetables, or the brassica vegetables, are a group of veggies from the Brassicaceae family. And this includes broccoli, cabbage, kale, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, rapini, turnips, rutabaga, kohlrabi, cauliflower, mustard greens, collard greens, watercress, and arugula. And there's probably even more that I am missing and leaving out, but as you can see, it's a pretty big list. So, you know, if you don't like broccoli, I'm sure maybe you like collard greens. If you don't like collard greens, try Brussels sprouts or bok choy or rapini. Like, I'm sure you can find something that you like. So these veggies are actually native to the coastal southern and western areas of Europe. And I actually learned this back in university in one of my botany classes. So we were given one of our assignments, we had to use this like interactive map of the world that shows you where the most common foods are native to, or where they're originally from. So like your lettuce, your peas, you know, your sweet potato, things like that, like where they were first cultivated in the world. And to a lot of you guys, that may seem really boring and you probably don't care. But to a lot of us, I think it's pretty cool. And I think it's worth taking a look at to see, like, you know, your broccoli is originally from Europe, but somehow, however many years and centuries ago, you know, our ancestors brought that broccoli, and they somehow brought it to North America, and it turned into a farming operation here in North America. So just thinking about the history of that and the history of how our food has traveled around the world and global trade and, you know, importing just seeds and being able to cultivate those same foods across the world, I find that stuff fascinating. So again, if you head over to my website, within the show notes, I will have a link to that interactive map with a little screenshot of what it kind of looks like. Now, why are these veggies so freaking good for you? I've said it so many times already in this episode. They are really, really high in phytonutrients, and all that means is they are plant nutrients. You have your typical vitamins and minerals that we humans also need, but there's also a bunch of other plant chemicals that the plant needs to survive that we humans can take benefit from as well, which is super cool in my opinion. I want to go over the really common ones. So broccoli, for example, is super rich in vitamin A, vitamin C, and folate. But as far as phytonutrients, it's also really high in glucosinolates, which I'm going to be talking about later, isothiocyanates, lutein, sulforaphane. The list goes on and on and on. Today we're really going to be talking about glucosinolates and why those are so good for you. And we're going to be building on a lot of the stuff we spoke about in the detoxing, the phase one and phase two detoxing episodes. So if you have not listened to those yet, I encourage you to pause this episode right now, go back and listen to the phase one episode, then listen to the phase two detoxification episode, and then come back here and you will understand why these phytonutrients are super important for you. The next one, so Brussels sprouts, also really high in vitamin A, vitamin C, folate, fiber, calcium, sulfur, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium, iron, and protein, which is a fun fact. Okay, now so for cauliflower, you will notice that cauliflower has no color, meaning it has no pigment in it. And this is because it's very low in vitamin A. So a lot of these different vitamins and carotenoids and phytonutrients are what give these fruits and veggies their distinct properties, meaning their smell, their color, their taste. And usually foods that are rich in vitamin A have that specific color. So take carrots, for example, which are super high in vitamin A. They are very pigmented orange. So because cauliflower has no pigment, it's low in vitamin A. However, it is really rich in potassium, folate, and also vitamin C. Cabbage, which is actually tied for my favorite cruciferous vegetable with broccoli, is really high in chlorophyll, folate, vitamin C, and selenium. And I know for me personally, I'm super glad to see folate as a main vitamin in a lot of these cruciferous veggies, because I've been trying to eat cruciferous veggies almost every day, if not every day, then, you know, at least quite a few times a week. And you guys know from my past episodes that I have the MTHFR mutation, meaning my body does not convert folic acid into folate very well, and I have just naturally low levels of folate in my body, which can lead to a whole host of symptoms. And since then, you know, I've been pretty good with my supplementation, but if I do miss a day here and there with my supplements, I'm not so worried because I am eating so many of these folate-rich cruciferous veggies. So I know I'm getting off track here, but a really, really important note is always try to get your vitamins and your minerals and all that good stuff from food, from direct food. However, keep in mind that our food today is nowhere near as nutritious as it used to be 50 to 100 years ago. And that's just because of, you know, over farming, and maybe I'll get into that in another episode. But all you guys have to know is primarily first get your nutrients from food, from the ground, from its natural source, and supplement, which is an additional source, only if needed. But don't use supplements as your primary source of vitamins and minerals. Now, I always seem to do this, and I sincerely apologize, but I always get so off track because I just have so much information floating through my brain, and I want to get it all out to you guys all at once. So that's cabbage. Collards are also very high in vitamin A, vitamin C, folate, calcium, potassium, iron, and zinc. Now, remember, zinc is really important for your immune system. So collards would be a great addition to your diet. And yeah, those are the main ones that I have just listed here for my notes. This by no means means to forget the rest of the cruciferous veggies. They are all super important. And do not just stick to one. Don't just stick to broccoli or just stick to cabbage, you know. Mix it up. Get creative in the kitchen and find different ways to incorporate different cruciferous veggies. Now, I briefly spoke about glucosinolates, and I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but whatever. Not important. So, I want to kind of go a little bit more in depth about them now, and specifically one compound. Now, these glucosinolates are sulfur-rich compounds, and this is why I told you to go listen to the phase 1 and phase 2 episodes first, because in those episodes, I talk about how important sulfur is in your detox pathways. Yes, we all know sulfur is the thing that, you know, makes your farts really smelly and gives you some gas, but it's so beneficial for your gut, for your liver, for your immune system that it's imperative. It is crucial that we eat foods that are high in sulfur. As a recap, it specifically is necessary for the pathway, and again, bear with me with my pronunciation here, glucuronidation, which detoxifies specifically aspirin, menthol, artificial vanilla or vanillin, and food additives like benzoates, and even some hormones. So as you can see, sulfur is super, super important for your liver health. Now, the one glucosinolate compound that I wanted to focus on was indole-3-carbinol. Now, indole-3-carbinol is commonly talked about, and you may have heard of it before, and that's because it is a super potent anti-cancer compound. This thing is absolutely fantastic for minimizing your risk of cancer. It works because it exerts such a strong stimulating effect on your detoxifying enzymes in the gut and in your liver. I can't remember if I did end up mentioning this in one of my detoxification episodes, but there was a study in Italy that found that chemical plant workers that had lower detoxification function in their liver had higher rates of various cancers. Not even just one specific kind of cancer, but just all cancers in general. And that's because their cytochrome P450 enzyme pathway was not functioning as efficiently as it should in their liver. So, indole-3-carbinol has such a strong detoxifying effect that it's actually been shown to reduce the risk of cancer because it helps your liver detoxify all those, you know, toxic metabolites and such. And we want to get those out of our body because as those build up, they create free radicals and just a lot of damage in the body. And that's what does increase our risk of cancer. So if we can reduce that just by eating some cabbage, I'm in. I am so into that, man. Now, don't just think that cruciferous veggies are only good because indole-3-carbinol. The sulfur in them has other benefits. Yes, it's super important in glucuronidation, which again is one of your pathways, but sulfur-rich foods are also a great source of two primary amino acids, cysteine and methionine. And cysteine and methionine are super, super important because they're involved in maintaining protein structure, aiding in detoxification as well. They're important in antioxidant activity and they boost the immune system. So you're getting such a benefit just by eating sulfur-rich foods. Yes, your farts may smell a little bit, which is fine. It's natural. We're human. We all fart. But if you look at the benefits, you know, we have indole-3-carbinol, which reduces our risk of cancer. We have sulfur, which promotes our glucuronidation that helps us get rid of aspirin, menthol, vanillin, food additives, and some hormones. And by eating these sulfur-rich foods, we're also getting a ton of cysteine and methionine, which is important in protein structure, detoxification, antioxidant activity, and boosting your immune system. You see why they're becoming my favorite classification of vegetables? They are just so freaking good for you. And I personally love broccoli. My parents have never, ever, ever had to, you know, force me to eat my broccoli. So, I mean, I guess they're very lucky in that sense. But I still think that, you know, even as a young adult, as a fully grown adult, you can change your taste buds over time. You can find different ways to incorporate these veggies. Personally, I love some sauteed or some steamed broccoli or stir-fried broccoli, but I cannot stand raw broccoli. So I don't eat it that way. And that's totally okay. See which ways you like these vegetables and stick to it. As long as you're incorporating these veggies into your diet, it will all add up for the greater good. Now, some other benefits of sulfur that I think are really important to include. Sulfur has been shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. It may help reduce joint and muscle pain. Like I've already mentioned, it may protect against cancer. Also because of another compound, sulforaphane, which is really high in broccoli specifically, and it's known for its antioxidant and anti-cancer effects. It also lowers the risk of certain neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. So there's even another benefit for you. You guys may also know that I also have the Alzheimer's gene. So I am trying to do a lot to obviously reduce the risk of me developing Alzheimer's one day. So this is just another bonus for me and for eating cruciferous vegetables. And you don't need the Alzheimer's gene to, you know, find an excuse to eat these veggies. Just eat them. I promise they will not do you any harm. Now, with Alzheimer's specifically, I did go into it a lot in depth in, I believe it was episode 10, about coconut oil and its protective effects on the brain, specifically for Alzheimer's. And I talk about the beta amyloid plaques that build up in these Alzheimer's patients. So if you want some more clarification, I definitely recommend you go back and listen to that episode. It's actually one of my best episodes that I've posted. It has the most listens. So thank you guys so much for going ahead and listening to that episode. It was very near and dear to my heart, and I absolutely loved recording it. Now, specifically for these sulfur-rich foods and Alzheimer's, there's a bunch of studies that are coming out that are showing that sulforaphane-rich foods, which are the cruciferous vegetables, may have protective effects against amyloid beta-induced oxidative damage and may also promote the clearance of amyloid beta plaques building up in your brain, which is so cool. So again, if you want some clarification on that, go listen to episode 10. But basically, this research is saying that sulforaphane may actually reduce those plaques and reduce your risk of Alzheimer's. And now a final point that I want to talk about these cruciferous vegetables is another study. And it found that cruciferous vegetables may actually reduce inflammation. So this 2014 study showed that a higher intake of these cruciferous veggies was associated with up to a 25% reduction in markers of inflammation in 1,005 women. That is freaking amazing because so many people in the population are dealing with inflammation, and a lot of us don't even realize it, but autoimmune conditions are on the rise, unfortunately. And between stress, especially stress from COVID, you know, stress causes inflammation in the body, and short-term inflammation in the body can be a good thing. So if you get a cut and it's, you know, swollen, whatever the case may be, that kind of inflammation is good because that's your immune system coming to the site to heal the wound. But the chronic, slow building inflammation, the often silent inflammation, is what causes the real damage in the body. So if we can reduce that just by upping our cruciferous veggie intake, that's absolutely fantastic, and it reduces our risk of dealing with much worse conditions later on. And some studies have even found that increasing your vegetable intake, especially your cruciferous vegetable intake, was associated with a lower risk of death from heart disease. As you guys may have heard, heart disease is like the number one killer in North America. So if we can reduce our risk of dying from cardiovascular disease, just by eating some broccoli or some cabbage or some bok choy or some arugula or some kale or some kohlrabi. The list goes on and on. I think that is an excellent prevention technique. Now, finally, this is my last point that I'm going to throw at you guys. But this is why cruciferous veggies have a real place in my heart and why they have absolutely changed my life. Again, I have told you guys that I was dealing with hormonal imbalance and estrogen dominance, and that's because I had a sluggish liver. So my liver was not metabolizing and detoxifying my estrogen in my body, and it was causing it to build up. So my naturopath told me to eat at least 3 florets of broccoli each day, and that would help promote that detoxification in my liver and get that excess estrogen out. And I can tell you, it has worked. I mean, yes, I have been doing other things as well, but I really, really think that eating more cruciferous veggies has helped balance my hormones. I feel great. I don't have PMS anymore, and my periods are a lot more normal, so it's absolutely fantastic. I really, really think that you guys should be including more cruciferous veggies in your diet whenever possible. There's so many options out there. You don't have to suffer and just eat raw broccoli, as I've said. If you don't like cabbage, that's totally fine. But I do encourage you to get out, go to the grocery store, buy a new cruciferous vegetable that you have not tried yet, like Brussels sprouts or bok choy or kohlrabi. Find something that you have never tried yet, find a recipe for it, and see if you like it. Because it may be a food that you absolutely end up loving, but you just never knew about it. So that is my message and my takeaway for today. I really hope you guys took something from this episode. If you did enjoy this episode, please leave me a comment, share this with a friend, you know, share this on your Facebook page, wherever you think is best. And if you can, just go over and check out my Patreon page. So that's patreon.com/RosattiNutrition, patreon.com/RosattiNutrition. If you can't support monetarily, totally fine. I just appreciate you listening to me ramble for the last little while. It really means a lot to me that some of you guys, you know, even sit here and listen to my episodes and listen to the information that I have to offer. So until next time, this has been your host, Alicia Rosati. I have had a blast talking to you guys about cruciferous vegetables. And until the next episode, stay safe and stay healthy.